This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden will formally accept the Democratic nomination for president Thursday evening and deliver his speech as the four-day virtual national convention comes to an end. The acceptance speech will give Biden his biggest audience since he was largely sidelined from the campaign trail by the coronavirus in March. A close ally of Biden's, Senator Chris Coons of the state of Delaware, said he expected the speech to offer a unifying theme about the country and not to focus on Biden's opponent, President Donald Trump. Biden's running mate and vice presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris, officially accepted her spot on the party's presidential campaign ticket Wednesday night. The former prosecutor, making history as the first Black woman and first South Asian American on a major party ticket. Wednesday, Senator Harris sharply criticized President Trump's handling of the pandemic. President Trump is taking his reelection campaign to the U.S. town of Old Forge, Pennsylvania. Old Forge is less than 9 kilometers from Biden's birthplace. The president's campaign said his speech in the Keystone State Thursday would address what it calls a half century of Joe Biden failing America. President Trump's visit to the battleground state comes as recent opinion polls have him trailing the former vice president. President Trump says he feels badly after learning his former senior advisor was arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud on Thursday. Steve Bannon and three other men were behind an online crowdfunding campaign to build portions of a U.S.-Mexico wall were arrested and faced charges. Federal prosecutors say the four defrauded hundreds of thousands of donors. We have the full story for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. France says it is ready to welcome prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is in a coma and fighting for his life. His spokeswoman saying it appears he was deliberately poisoned. French daily Le Monde reported Thursday France is willing to host the Kremlin critic so he can receive proper medical care. Navalny, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, was heading home to Moscow when he fell ill, forcing an emergency landing. Navalny's spokeswoman said in a tweet that the opposition leader had only drunk tea before complaining he felt poorly. She added it was the only thing he had, and doctors say the toxin was absorbed faster through the hot liquid. There's a long history of Kremlin foes being poisoned or falling ill after suspected poisonings. Another 1.1 unemployed U.S. workers filed for government jobless compensation last week. The government's Labor Department reported the numbers Thursday, 1 week after the weekly total had fallen below a million claims. Last week's rise in claims suggests that the employers are laying off more workers and that the labor market is still showing signs of weakness in states with recent spikes in coronavirus infections. U.S. stocks opened lower on Thursday after those weekly jobless claims came out, lending weight to the Federal Reserve's view of a difficult road to economic recovery. The AP reports human rights monitors sounded the alarm over a recent spike in assassinations targeting civil rights activists in Iraq's south. This comes the same day President Trump met with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi at the White House. The ongoing strategic talks are expected to shape the future of Iraq-U.S. ties. Activist Rehham Yaqub was gunned down in the southern Iraqi province of Basra by unidentified gunmen. A security official and human rights watchers made that statement Thursday. It marks the second such killing in a span of a week. Iran has unveiled two missiles that it says had a bigger range than before. The country naming the missiles after commanders killed in January by a U.S. strike in Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said during a televised ceremony the cruise missiles have gone from 300 to 1,000 kilometers in less than 2 years. The revealing of the missiles comes a day after the White House said it will activate a controversial mechanism aimed at reimposing UN sanctions on Iran. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.